On the show today, we have HUD Federal Credit Union's very own Bill Kennedy talking about Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson visiting their credit union to praise their mentorship program. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Bill Kennedy from HUD Federal Credit Union. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. You guys, I saw this story. I think it was in Credit Union Journal or one of the industry publications. And I was like, are you kidding me? Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson visited your credit union to praise your mentorship program. So what was that like? What was it like having the secretary at your credit union?
It's really exciting for, you know, we're a small credit union. I was new to the credit union. And frankly, we needed a little bit of boost in the arm, so to speak, a little boost. And there's nothing like having someone of his stature just coming down, taking some of his precious time. But, you know, that's who he is.
Yeah.
That's his constitution is about making a difference in folks' lives. And I think he recognized that a short amount of time could have such a dramatic impact that would carry on well beyond his 25 minutes. And, you know, that's what we do in credit unions, too. I mean, you know, we look to make a difference in what we do. And we help people along their journey. And it may be just a small piece, but we hope that it's a springboard to get them where they need to go.
Indeed. So what prompted the visit? How did it come about?
Well, basically, it started, Secretary Carson came down and opened an account with us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Right on.
And it was just a wonderful opportunity to meet him. He was very gracious, gave us, you know, some photo ops.
Mm-hmm.
And he kick-started a program for us. He rang the bell of financial freedom for us. So what a great kind of a speaker to help us do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was the first one to ring the bell of financial freedom for us. So that that was our new tagline. And it just made a great difference. We had board members that came down. And frankly, I think he was in the long history of the credit union, he was only the second person that had, in his position that had actually come down to the credit union.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. So, what an honor.
Yeah, it was a huge honor. And then he hosted myself and another board member of ours and a couple other CEOs from other credit unions, small contingents, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. up in his office. And he's just such a good guy.
He seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, and I reached out to his team, and I explained to them what we were doing at the credit union. I knew that if it could get to him, that he would like it.
Yeah.
Because he has a program that he calls WIN that he has started with former football coach Lou Holtz,
mm-hmm.
that is about lifting kids in not so, you know, in the impoverished areas and helping them become responsible and just making a difference in their lives and understanding what a small, you know, just a word of encouragement or some can make a difference in their lives. So I kind of knew that if his team told him about what we were doing, mm-hmm. even though he is so busy. I mean, when we got to his office, there was a line of people in front of us, and there was a line of people waiting
behind you.
But he took 25 minutes of his precious time
to
introduce themselves and welcome each of my six interns and my management trainee. I kind of figured he would like that our management trainee, who was brand new to our program, was selected as a crasher at CUNA.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Yeah. So that was really cool, too. So, I mean, you know, success, little bits of success, you know, kind of, I guess, got him excited about what we were doing, and then he had us come up, and so it was really I mean, he's just such a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, my intern said, he's such a nice guy. I was so nervous. I was so nervous to meet him. And you know, and then when the opportunity came, he made everybody just feel so welcome. And so he introduced himself to each and every person. Then we were like in a round semicircle. And then we went around the room, introduced ourselves, mm-hmm. just a little bit about each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. And then he gave us some, you know, words of wisdom and words of encouragement. And his, I guess his secretary or his person kept saying, come on, we got to go. And he kept going.
Hang on, I'm in the middle of something here. Yeah.
You know? And so he actually, I think he was going to give us 15 minutes, and he gave us 25 minutes.
Nice.
And so, and then afterwards, when I was communicating with his secretary, she said it was the highlight of his day. He told her that it was the highlight of his day. You know, and so that was just, you know, we're small potatoes, you know, in the what he's overall. I mean, this guy's a cabinet member and he's dealing with big stuff, but he would take 25 minutes of his day to encourage mm-hmm. These interns, these six students, and then our management trainee. It was just really, really, really cool.
But I think you guys are you're real America as well, which
yes,
I think he wants to kind of keep in touch with that, you know, because I mean, I think when you're in Washington, D.C., you're in the Beltway, you're kind of dealing with Congress and all the red tape you got to deal with day in and day out. I mean, I can see how you can get lost in the shuffle and all that type of stuff. But to step out of that environment for a little bit and come and hang out with your credit union and talk to some real people doing real stuff, that's kind of what keeps you grounded, I would think.
I'll tell you. Yeah. But I think a lot of it is all about who he is.
Yeah,
totally. I believe, I don't know, I could never state this, but I don't know how many people in his stature would take the time to do that.
I totally agree with you.
And, you know, you talk to these kids, I mean, you know, they're 20 years old, they're 21 years old. To have that experience to meet a cabinet member who shakes your hand and mm-hmm. talks to you,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to have a lasting impression as well. And, you know, quite frankly, I think it's a win-win-win across the board, not only for, you know, for who he is and promoting HUD Credit Union, mm-hmm. but for these kids. If it certainly is for the schools that are where these kids are going to mm-hmm. school, like Bowie State, which is a predominantly minority college,
mm-hmm.
They are honoring us with at a upcoming meeting, a Pillars of Success meeting.
Wow! Nice.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
And you know, Trinity. We have three students from Trinity, and they've been wonderful as well. The neat thing is each school does things differently, and the one Trinity is. Neat, I like, is that these students, some of these students are getting credit for what they're doing. So they're actually, it's a class, if mm-hmm. you will.
Yeah, right.
There's a professor involved. I really like that.
Yeah.
Because then the students, at least initially, don't look at this as just a job. Because if a professor's involved, they have to have a little bit more buy-in, if
oh,
you
yeah.
will.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a little bit more energy, if you will, coming in. But overall, it's been a wonderful program. I've learned, I've done over 50 internships in my career at many various schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot about how to, you know, I was also adjunct faculty for 10 years in business. So I kind of know what professors are looking for in their students mm-hmm. getting a valuable experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually in an internship when I went through my executive MBA program, and it was required, your senior thesis, I guess you might call it.
Yeah.
My experience was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, some of my other peers, their experience wasn't as good.
Oh.
But I was very fortunate to have a Harvard MBA who was starting a software company, but he didn't know a whole lot about accounting type of things. And my background is accounting. So I was able to really help him.
Oh, good for you.
And then when, after I went through that process and I could see that, you know, I heard some of my peers complaining that theirs wasn't so great, I said, well, you know, mine was, and I saw this as an opportunity where I was in credit union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I could do this. I could sponsor interns coming in. And so that's what I started doing. At first, I started with teams that were doing a senior thesis.
Right.
So I'd have a group of, and they would come in with a special project. Okay. And then it morphed into individuals coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had over 50 interns doing this. And I've learned a couple things. One of the things is I've learned that interns like to have other interns. So you don't want to do one intern.
Well, or peer. Peer relation.
You want a couple, a handful, and which makes it a little more difficult, but they're much more comfortable. And I've also learned that in changing a culture, which I needed to do here, interns really bring a nice perspective to things because they like to ask the question why.
Yeah.
And I've already told my team that if you tell them this is the way we've always done it, you know, because I said so, wrong answer. And so it's frankly, they help raise the bar of what we're doing because they're not a threat to my team.
Right.
And so that has worked out wonderfully. And I think for the most part, I think the interns really like what they're doing. I'm very big on making sure they actually do and participate in projects. And I get them to sit in on management meetings.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I want them to experience that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know, just so they can see what it's like. Because I really believe this. I'm acting as a farm system. I want to be like in the baseball.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I want my, even if these folks don't want to stay with me, credit unions hire credit union people. And no matter where they, there's credit unions all over the country. So if they don't want to stay in Washington, D.C., because maybe they get tired of two-hour commutes, they could want to move to maybe Charlotte or Austin or somewhere else, and there's credit unions there.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had credit union experience so that maybe they could get a job there. But we're also dealing with, and we're in another wave, of there's a large number of senior management who are very near retirement age. And I think, especially in small credit unions, I really believe this. I know that about 200 credit unions go away every year through mergers.
Yeah.
I believe in my heart that if they had younger folks with a different perspective, that probably less than 100 would have to go away because they would bring a new energy and a new perspective and they could help, you know, while learning. I will tell you that one of my peers, a friend of mine, who is the CEO of a corporate credit union, he has the same desire to have an influx of younger folks to smaller and struggling credit unions. And he's trying to develop a relationship with an MBA, executive MBA program, where they would send a team of their for a senior thesis or whatever to smaller credit unions. One of the you know, there's always going to be stumbling blocks, and one of the stumbling blocks for some of the boards is, well, these kids don't have any credit union spots. Well, guess what? Bill Kennedy's given them now. I'm creating a farm of interns who then possibly want to go on to their MBA program, who now have credit union experience. Mm-hmm. So now that should his idea and dream come to fruition, I can play a small part in helping be a feeder system for
him. Exactly. Yeah.
So it's cool. Well, I mean, it's all what credit unions are about.
Mm-hmm,
you know, we're about people helping people.
Yep.
And small credit unions can do a part too. You know, we can do a small part and we win. We actually win out of this because we get new ideas, because the average age of our credit union, the staff, when I got here, was in the upper 50s.
That was your the average age of your staff? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the average age of the members is over 50. Okay. So you know, you don't want an old guy like me making decisions for millennials. So if you want to attract millennials, you have to have millennials giving input to how to do it.
Indeed.
So it's a win for our credit union as well. Mm-hmm. And then having Aliyah selected as a crasher was another huge, huge thing for us. So we're moving. We're getting a lot of energy, which is exciting.
Yeah.
It's so exciting that CU Journal would recognize us. You know, it's funny. I kind of feel like, you know, I don't deserve any accolades for this because we're just doing what's right.
You're just doing what you're doing. Exactly.
On the other hand, it really helps to have Secretary Carson wave our flag for us.
It helps
to have CU Journal write something about us.
That was awesome.
Because now I can go to the schools and I can say, look at what we've got. And they're going to send me their best students, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting.
Indeed. I think you answered like maybe three questions I was going to ask you. All that answers. So thank you for that. You make my interview very easy. No, you make my interview very easy. Because I mean, as you were talking about, I did internships when I was in college and they were invaluable. I mean, that's how I got my first job, was an internship. So it was just, I mean, the practical experience that you talked about was just second to none. I mean, you can't learn that in a classroom. You have to go there, be on the job, be in the daily test. And then for you to go the extra mile and bring them into your manager meetings and stuff like that. Oh my gosh. I mean, you can't replicate that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And there's a third leg to the program that I have recently implemented. I'm fortunate to be in the D.C. area. And frankly, there's a very talented senior level managers mm-hmm. in credit unions that are in transition for whatever reason. And so they're out there looking for a job. And my deal was, hey, while you're looking for a job, why don't you come and consult with me?
Ooh, good idea.
I can't afford them, yeah. You know, full time, but I can afford them on a shorter time basis while they look for a job. And so they can come in and help me in their respective disciplines. So I had a consultant come in from marketing who helped mentor my marketing interns. Mm-hmm. I had a consultant come in finance, and a consultant come in accounting, and a consultant come in lending. So all of these, yeah, and frankly, I mean, I should not say this because one of them gave me a hard time about it, but they're very reasonable in price to me why they're looking for another job.
Well, sure.
Yeah, they're very fair.
They want to keep their tools sharpened, you know? That's
yes, yes.
Iron and sharpens iron.
And it does. And they're credit union people, and they have that people helping people philosophy instilled. Mm-hmm. So they want to give back too, and they want to. So it's a win-win-win there again too, because frankly, I couldn't do all six of them under my no way.
Yeah,
it would just be crazy. But I do try to keep my hand in it. But now I have my my consultant lieutenants who are really awesome. And so again, I look for win-win-wins. It's really benefiting. It keeps, I believe, that while, you know, if you're looking for a job, it can get very stressful.
No doubt.
You know, yeah. No matter why you're in that position. But if you've got yourself doing something, it kind of, plus it's a resume item for them to show that somebody, you know, wanted them to come in and do stuff.
Yeah.
So again, that's a win-win-win. So it's really worked out really well for
us.
I'm
go ahead.
And I just, you know, I hope that I can continue to do this. I have been in the credit union movement a long time. I won't get into how long. But I will tell you that when I initially got into the credit union movement, I had mentors. I was very fortunate that certain folks in the credit union movement in this area took a wonderful interest in me. And I sat on the board of the National Corporate Capital Corporate, which was a small credit union for credit union employees. Mm-hmm. They used to have those way back when. Mm-hmm. Tony Johnson, he was the CEO of Apple. Rick Wazork Sr., he was president of the DC League. John Adkin from State Department. These folks took a great interest in me. So it's kind of like paying it forward.
Exactly.
So I try to do that. I run the with my partner Steve Arbaugh from CQ. We run a quarterly Mid-Atlantic. It's now six states. The Finance and Accounting Forum, and we get 55 people to come to this. It's just very one nice. Of those things. It's just one of those things that you just give back, and you know we do it volunteer, and I think people really appreciate it. And so that's what keeps you going.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was going to say earlier, is like I'm a firm believer in reciprocation, and this is a proof in the pudding example of how powerful reciprocation is. So it's just really cool to see, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, and then everything else kind of falls in line from there. It's really cool.
You make a small little plant, a little seed. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what is really cool? I help someone plant a small seed, and then 15 years later or 20 years later to see how they, where they are.
Yeah.
Is so exciting. Mm-hmm. It's just like, wow, I helped you get started. And now look at you. It's so cool. I when I was teaching, I used to love to get a contact 10 years after I had taught them that hey, you really made a difference. You know, it's like, how cool.
That's so rewarding.
It's so rewarding. Yeah. No dollar amount can
so true. So true. Oh my gosh, Bill, I could talk about this forever, but I'm sure you got stuff to do. I got a couple of things to do.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I'd like to
that's
talk.
Okay. This is awesome. I'm passionate for you and your success, and having Secretary Carson come by and hang out with you guys for a half hour or so and really make an impression, not only on you, but the kids, I guess what you want to say in your shop. So absolutely. It's really neat to see that. And to have credit unions kind of be the forefront of all this, you know, it's really keeps us on the map, so to speak. You know,
it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And you know what? I believe, and as we continue, I'm going to continue the program, and I'm sure I'll have new folks come in. I'm absolutely confident that Secretary Carson will do the same thing for the new crop of kids.
Right on.
I really believe that. I mean, again, just that he would take 25 minutes. Yeah, and these guys were dignitaries in front of us, behind us, and he took 25 minutes to see us.
That's awesome. That's a great story. And it shows you know, how powerful credit unions are, just the message that we convey. So it's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Simple people helping people.
Yep. Great message to end on. Great message to end on, Bill. Thank you so much for your time today. Keep up the good work, all right? You're doing some good
Thank
stuff
you.
There.